Good morning, everybody. My name is Joy Carey. I work as an independent consultant with cities on addressing food system change. And my massive interest is how collaboratively we can deliver change and measure our impact. So 17 years on from this quote, it still stands. The food system's still not considered in city planning and development processes. But the food system connects with the wider determinants of health, so we have to talk about food. So climate change affects food supply and prices. We're counting the cost of our poor eating habits, diet-related ill health. We're seeing increasing numbers of people that can't afford to feed themselves. One in 10 jobs in Bristol is in the food and drink sector, so it's a real part of our economy. University of Bristol recent research showed that urban areas now have higher bee densities than farmland. So urban areas, crucial for pollinators and the food supply system. And many of us are enjoying the eating out culture when we can afford it, but many also of us are really not knowing anymore how to cook for ourselves. In 2016, Bristol was one of two cities awarded a Silver Sustainable Food City Award. And this was thanks to the collective efforts of over 120 organisations around the city. So hundreds of people deeply committed to transforming our food culture. And now in 2017, we're starting to think about what might a gold standard sustainable food city look like? What areas of excellence could we develop together, building on our existing Good Food Plan for Bristol, which takes a holistic approach at food system in at a city level and looks at what city at a city level we can actually change, and there's a lot of it. Here's some practical examples. So an area of excellence in the future, building on what we've got now, could be food waste. We've probably all seen the figures nationally. Here in Bristol, curbside collections of food waste have been leading the way in Britain, so that's really good news. We're still probably collecting less than half of food waste, which is actually created at household level. That, I think at the moment, about 11,000 tons annually gets redirected into anaerobic digestion, so that is captured for energy, but we could do a lot better. And there are no figures for commercial food waste. Fair Share South West continues to redistribute edible food that otherwise would go to landfill. Last year, they were doing approximately 30 tons of food a month, so that equates to over 70,000 meals a month. And there are regularly many events and activities around the city raising awareness of what food waste means and what we can do. Here's a picture from 2013, the Feeding 5000 event on College Green. Importantly, from food waste, we need to also capture nutrients that feed the soil. So I come on to urban food growing. There are many benefits to cities from urban food growing. So whether it's through enterprise, livelihoods, jobs, there's a picture there of Seven Project who grow salads. That was when they had their temporary lease on the now arena site. There are a number of other small enterprises, and there's an ambition to scale that up. We have over 50 community gardens in the city, and collectively they're involving at least 700 to 1,000 people regularly in growing food together, just getting to know each other, doing physical activity. These green spaces give us places to meet and to connect, to learn new skills, to be outdoors. And many of the people involved anecdotally report very positive impact on their own physical, but particularly mental well-being through that social connection. We have some amazing chefs here in Bristol. I'm just going to pick out a couple. Here is Barney Horton and his team at Square Food Foundation. They're helping people all across the city to get back to cooking from scratch with fresh ingredients. Jo Ingleby, award-winning cook, also works with the Redcliffe Children's Centre with Tiny Tots, getting them engaged with what real food looks like, tastes like, feels like. And there are city farms, community projects all around the city, providing opportunities for people to be outdoors, to cook with fresh seasonal stuff that they might have grown themselves. And then there's the 91 Ways project, which hopefully all of you have heard of, which is committed to helping unite city through Bristol, through food. So the 91 different language communities of our city, we all eat, and there's plenty to share and stories to share over food. Food also relates to spaces and places. So obviously, lovely green community gardens, but here's a great example, our iconic bear pit, which has been transformed from a really tricky, unhappy place to something quite different. That was led by artists and a very committed group of people. And the food factor features again in here. So incredible edible have been transforming that space with edible gardening. And there are at least three food traders there. They're making a healthier food offer, and they're helping to make it easier to eat healthily when you're out and about. I can't not mention procurement. There's big money in procurement contracts. So the power of public sector catering to create food system change is huge. Here's a picture from North Bristol Health Trust. In that case, procurement contracts can enable local businesses to expand and to create new jobs. And much more importantly, they're providing good quality, tasty, nutritious food. And that needs to be part of all patients' recovery programme. Just imagine if our hospitals were known as food hospitals, wouldn't that be brilliant? So, what values do we need to go forward into the future? Well, change requires shared values and collaboration, and these are summarised in our Bristol Good Food Charter. So we need a food system that is not only giving us tasty and affordable food, but also food which is good for people, good for places and good for the planet. Addressing food system change at a city and a city region level is investing in our shared future. And I'm going to use the word that Simon used, integration, integration, integration. It is all about that. So for our young people in the future, we need to provide integrated food and health education so they get a chance to taste and see and experience and get inspired by real, positive, practical things. We need to integrate our food policy so food issues are embedded within a wide range of local government departments, whether it's public health or planning or economic development or climate change and resilience. And finally, cities are not bounded entities. We're part of a context, we're part of a region. So we actually need to start thinking about a West of England food strategy that nurtures mutually beneficial two-way exchanges between the rural and the city areas. Thank you.